It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Right in the middle of the Awkward Tuesday phone call. And if you missed the first part, Claire is on the phone and she wants to call her ex-fiancé, Justin. She was actually ditched at her wedding about 6 months ago. The dude took off. Nobody heard from him. Not even really his parents. I guess he kind of keeps in contact with them, but never tells them where he is. Anyway, Claire hired a private investigator and was able to get his phone number. And now she wants to call him and find out why he ditched her on their wedding day.
Oh, my gosh.
Claire, the only advice that I can give you is try not to flip out too quickly, because my guess is he'd be pretty quick to want to hang up the phone on you if he, you know, took off and has been trying to hide from everybody. So try to keep him on the phone so you can ask him why he ditched you at the altar.
Okay. I mean, that's fair and true. Yeah. I'll try.
And, you know, you're just trying to get some closure here. It's been 6 months, and, I mean, he left minutes before you guys were supposed to get married. So I'm guessing in your head you've gone over exactly what you want to say.
You know, I have, but I think it's all going to go out the window.
I hate that.
Him on the phone. Yeah,
as soon as you hear his voice, you're just going to start screaming. I know it.
Yeah.
Or crying. I mean, how heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's either scream or cry, so we'll see what happens.
Combine the two.
Oh,
all right, well,
gosh.
I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and hopefully he answers, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Take
Good
a
luck.
Deep breath.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Do you know who this is?
Oh, my God. Claire, how did you get this number?
Well, I hired a private detective to find you and track you down.
Well, well, you found me, I guess.
That's it? That's all you're going to say? After all this time, I call you and you have nothing?
Yeah, this is weird. Like, I don't really know what you want from me.
Well, I would like some answers to start. What happened? Why did you leave me the way that you did on our wedding day?
I guess it's a little complicated. I can't really talk about it.
Justin, what you did to me and all my friends and our families, I mean, was awful. You owe me some kind of explanation.
Look, I'm sorry. Okay, I feel bad, but I
don't want your sorries, your apologies. I honestly just want answers. I mean, is there another woman?
No. No, it's not like that.
Okay, so was it a man? I mean, did you leave me for a guy? Just tell me.
No. No, it's nothing like that. I promised I wouldn't talk about it.
What do you mean you promised? Who did you make a promise to?
I can't talk about it. I can't tell you what happened. All I can say is I feel terrible. I really do, but I can't tell you.
Justin, that's bullshit, okay? You're a liar, and I don't understand why you would go through all of that trouble to get engaged and plan a wedding with me. I mean, you have to admit that you leaving was not just cold feet. It was a lot more than that. So I deserve to know what the promise is, who the hell you promised what, because you did not get on an altar and promise me anything. So you better give me some answers.
All right, but you can't tell him I said anything, okay?
Who are you talking about? Who can I tell? I don't know what you're talking about. Who is he?
Your dad.
What?
Your dad made me promise not to go through with the wedding.
Please tell me you're lying.
No.
Justin, that's the most bullshit excuse I've ever heard. What really happened?
He met me the day of the wedding. And he said that if I didn't go through with marrying you, then he would give me $80,000, and he wrote me a check.
Awkward.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
What was that?
Oh, hey, what's up, Justin? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Excuse me?
Yeah, hey. Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. You familiar?
Claire? What's going on, Claire?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Claire's still there, Justin. Justin, this is Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show, and we do a segment called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you want to confront somebody about a difficult issue or you just have kind of an awkward conversation, you can email the show, and we'll give you some advice on how to handle the conversation as long as you make a very awkward phone call. And that's why we're on the phone now, is Claire wanted to call you and ask why you ditched her on your wedding day on our show.
Claire, I'm on the radio.
Who cares about that? Did you just say her dad?
He wrote you a check for 80 grand.
Yeah.
Why would he do that? What? Why?
And you took it?
My dad would never do something like that, okay? I don't believe
it. Well, he did.
Give us a reason. Give us something.
Look, I wasn't going to take it. I tried to say no, but, you know, he made me promise. And, you know, I've never had $80,000 before. I couldn't turn him down.
Wait a minute. God. So you are telling me that you didn't marry me for $80,000. I'm worth $80,000 to you.
I mean, no, it's not. It wasn't about that. It's that your dad convinced me. He talked me into it. He said it was the right thing to do. You know, so I figured, you know, maybe he's right. So I took the money.
It's the right thing to do to leave his daughter literally minutes before you're supposed to get married in exchange for $80,000?
Look, it was a tough choice. It was a tough decision to make. But, you know, what was I supposed to do?
Marry her!
Not take the 80 grand. You could have not taken the 80 grand and married her.
Yeah.
Look, I tried to say no, but, you know, he just talked me into it. And then next thing I knew, I was already gone. I was already driving down the street.
Oh, man.
I couldn't take it back.
I don't know who's worse for you, Claire, your dad or him. I can't, like, this is too much.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Look, Claire, I don't know what else I can say other than I'm sorry, all right? I'm sorry.
You know, to be honest with you, he did me a huge favor by not marrying an asshole like you, Justin. You put an $80,000 price tag on my head. How dare you?
To be fair, he's the one who came up with $80,000. So, you know, I just said yes to it, you know.
Oh, he didn't put the price tag on. He didn't call your own price.
And Justin, how stupid are you? If you're marrying into this rich family, you could have had way more money when her dad finally kicked the bucket than $80,000. You are such an idiot.
Well, you know, he probably wouldn't have left me anything. The guy didn't like me.
So at least I got 80 grand out of the deal.
Oh, my God.
The logic here is terrible.
My dad was completely right about you. You are so money hungry that at any chance you get, you would grab the money out of anybody's pocket. You're disgusting. And nobody would want you in the family anyway if they knew the person that you really are. So I can't wait to tell everybody.
Look, I love you and everything, but $80,000 is $80,000.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh,
just,
and
I love you like 40 grand.
Yeah.
Love you. Not 80 grand.
Whoa, Claire.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you wanted closure.
Honestly, I mean, it's really hard to wrap my head around, but I'm glad that I know the truth, because after your $80,000 runs out, you're going to wind up alone, and I'll never be alone because I'm amazing and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long do you live on that 80 grand?
I'd rather not talk about how much money I have. This is already embarrassing enough.
But you deserve it. I mean, you deserve more than this, to be honest, for what you put her through.
Honestly, I think I'm done with this in general. So, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't talk about this anymore.
Well, don't.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Wow.
All right, Claire, you got your answer.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to say anything to your dad?
Honestly?
Yes!
I don't even think I want to.
What?
Are you upset with your dad at all?
Part of me is, but another part of me says he saved me from the biggest mistake of my life.
Yeah, but why did he have to do it literally your wedding day? Your dad has horrible timing. Whether he was going to save you or not, he could have picked, like, I don't know, any of the other days between engagement and wedding to make this happen.
You know, I agree with you. He has really bad timing. But in the end, it all kind of oddly worked out.
Wow.
Your dad must have hated your ex to pay 80 grand
that is a lot of
to convince
money.
Him not to marry you.
I knew he hated him, but I didn't realize it was that much. I mean, to write the guy a check.
Yeah. All right, well.
That's a lot of hatred.
Claire, I'm glad you at least got your answer and were able to find out what happened. And you have to keep us updated on what happened. Make sure to let us know what your dad says if you talk to him.
I definitely will. And I just want to say you guys really helped me through a tough time. So thank you for that.
No problem. I do have a favor to ask you.
Sure.
I want to get like a new car. Could we pretend to be getting married? And then maybe your dad can hook me up with like $60,000. I get a new car or something.
Dad will for sure hit you, bro.